thing. Good morning, David. How you doing, sir?
All right, Alan. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I bet you guys been busy this week.
Oh, yeah. It's been amazing the amount of hay that's been cut this week and put up, and is still being put up. But everybody, I guess, trying to get that, get what they can get done before this next set of showers that come in.
Absolutely. Sure, yeah. Well, you know, you cut some hay, too. How's your hay looking this year?
Yeah, you know, Alan, surprisingly, really pretty good. Now, that may be a product of the fact that it's about 2 or 3 weeks past when it should have been cut, but you know, that's just the way it is, and you just have to get it when you can. And we normally cut in about this time, or maybe a week or so, or a little bit earlier than we did this year, but we normally cut about this time every year. So you know, the weather seems to fire up a little bit at this time of year. Before, you know, 1st of May is kind of pretty tough to get anything done with all the rain and everything. But you know, lots of hay being put up, right, and lots of people really working hard. And saw some canola being thrashed on Tuesday, so just right up the road here. So that's, I'm sure it was sprayed with Roundup or something to kill it, and you know, to get it to dry down a little bit faster. And some folks do that to wheat as well, to try to get in the field a little bit quicker to aid that dry down and get those beans planted. And it's all about getting that done and getting the beans planted, Alan. And the quicker we can get the beans in the ground, the better you know, opportunity they have to make a really good crop.
You know, this has been a year where the wheat crop and the canola crop, I guess, really, but the wheat crop seemed like it was going to run a little late, and all at once it's really taking a turn.
Yeah, you know, I've heard Jay talking about how fast it turned, and I agree with him. You know, it's turned about as fast as any crop that I've seen. Now, going up in McLean County, we've talked to some producers yesterday that are replanting some beans. They planted some beans, and we had a pretty good little hard shower on them, Alan, and, you know, the beans just didn't come up. It crusted over, and they didn't come up, and, you know, they're having to replant. The one I actually talked to was replanting about 600 acres worth of soybeans.
Really?
So, you know, it's one of those situations that in that neck of the woods up there, you know, when you're working ground like they do, and you get a pretty hard rain after you plant, and it'll crust over pretty good and get just like concrete, you know. So those folks are having to replant that. So, you know, a lot of that stuff's going on right now, and hopefully that'll wind up here in the next week or so. And, you know, which mostly full season beans up there, which is a contrast to what's going on down here when you have mostly double crop. Have very little double crop up there and mostly full season beans. Yep.
Yeah, you know, based on what you hear about the wheat quality, the folks that do have, that have the wheat right now, and this is Stephen Locke. I'm going to play an interview tomorrow morning with him from the agribusiness meeting Tuesday. But Stephen says that what he's hearing out there is that, you know, pretty good quality wheat. What he's seeing, he's done some field tests, and the wheat's looking pretty decent. So.
Yeah, you know, if we can get a pretty good test weight on this wheat and, you know, get it up before it comes a lot of rain on it, Alan, it'll be a lot better. And, you know, I don't know if the grain fill, if that was as long as it needed to have been to get some really, those really big grains of wheat. But, you know, it is what it is, and we'll get in there and when we cut it and see what happens.
Right. Even the corn's come up in no time. I mean, just jumped up here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's really that, you know, when you look out across the cornfield and it's that dark, lush, green color, you know, you really know that it's doing what it's supposed to do. And, you know, there's corn out there that's chest tall. There's corn out there that may be about 8 or 10 inches tall, just depending on where you're at. And especially up in McLean County, there's corn that's a little bit smaller than the others. And then there's corn that's chest tall, too, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
Just depending on when you get to plant in some of those bottoms that they plant in. And, you know, so hopefully all of that's kind of getting wound up pretty quick this week.
What else is going on these days, Mr. Kirkland?
Well, I did want to make mention, Alan, our Farm to Fork dinner coming up July the 10th. And, you know, if folks are interested in that, be sure to let us know. We're selling tables of 8 for $100, which is a considerable savings. Although the single price tickets are $15. You know, lots of great produce going to be. Our farmers market vendors are donating all our produce for that. It's all locally grown. Our meat's coming from Davis County, which is the next county over. So we're looking forward to a great meeting that night. And we'll have Jeff Nally as our speaker, and he's a McLean County native, so we're really excited about him being there. So if anybody needs that, you can contact the Extension office. Tickets are available at Independence Bank in Livermore, McLean County Farm Bureau, and then of course McLean County Cooperative Extension office has tickets for that. So just looking forward to that. And of course that kicks off Fair Week, Alan. We're having a big fair up there, McLean County Ag Fair, and we're really really excited about that. There'll be tractor pulls on Friday and Saturday night. Livestock shows on Thursday. Thursday night's beef cattle. Friday night is sheep and goats. Saturday night is pigs. And Saturday is rabbits and chickens. So we're really looking forward to all of that. And, of course, we'll have all our exhibits, 4-H exhibits and FFA exhibits. And we've got a new FFA advisor up there that's got to meet her the other day. So we're really excited about her being there. And she's an old extension intern, so looking forward to working with her. And I believe she's from Marshall County. Okay. Claire Wagner. So she's from Marshall County. So seemed like it'd be a good kid, and we're real excited to have her and work with her.
I think that's a good plan. Sounds like a lot of good things going on. We were up there for the fair last year.
Yeah.
Showed cattle on the beef cattle night. Nice fair. Nice folks.
And we're really looking forward to it. And, of course, it'll be our first one, so hopefully there won't be any hiccups. And make everything go as smooth as possible, Alan, hopefully.
If things don't go right, I know who to talk to, right?
That's right.
We know where to find you.
That's right.
For sure. So it looks like, I guess, everything else going pretty good. You need help this week for picking up
hay? Yeah. You know, if anybody wants to, I'm going to take an annual leave day tomorrow, and if anybody wants to pick up square bales of hay, let me know. I'd be glad to put you to work. So I don't figure I have any takers, but
right.
There are some people that will have to be there. They won't have any choice, but the rest of them.
John David and
Keaton, and, you know, hopefully my grandsons will get to make it out for that.
No,
they're not big enough. But
they might drive a tractor for you, though.
It'd be good to have them out there and get them used to what a little bit of work is all about. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know. I saw a picture, a week or two ago. They had all their equipment out ready to work some cattle.
That's right. They're all about that. Yeah, they love that. Yep.
They could work some cattle. Cute grandsons.
Yeah, I'm real proud of them.
Yeah, so maybe you'll just invite people over to the house for barbecue or something tomorrow afternoon. And say, oh, by the way, before we get done barbecue, you need to pick up a few pounds of hay, right?
I'm not too sure Jody like it. She'd probably get a little stirred about that.
About having to fix the barbecue?
About having to pick up hay and go fix something to eat. She'd be a little ill about that.
I understand. Well, David, we appreciate the updates. Always, this on Thursdays here on the Morning Ag Report, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Al.